This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's visits to both El Paso and Dayton to offer condolences following the weekend mass shootings were greeted by protests. In public remarks during the trip, the president lashed out at Dayton's mayor and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio over their characterization of his visit with victims hospitalized in Dayton.
I get on Air Force One, where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old line. They're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
In the investigation of the suspected El Paso shooter, the suspect's mother called local police in Allen, Texas, weeks before the attack, concerned about her son owning an AK-type firearm. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Labor Department saying that 209,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 9,000 fewer than the week before. Lawyers for the family of the El Paso shooting suspect say his mom called police because she was worried about him owning the gun that authorities say the 21-year-old eventually used to murder 22 people at a Walmart last Saturday. The lawyers saying that it was a purely informational call that she made to police in Allen, expressing concerns about him owning the gun considering his age and maturity level. A Texas public safety officer told her that because her son was 21, he was legally allowed to own the gun. In California, four people dead in Orange County after a man goes on a robbing and stabbing spree last night. A police spokesman says he is now in custody.
But he does have a criminal history. He has been arrested before, but I don't know what that criminal history is right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Canadian authorities believe they found the bodies of two teenage murder suspects that are linked to three deaths in remote British Columbia. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McClatchy.
At this time, we believe these are the bodies of the two suspects wanted in connection with the homicides in British Columbia. An autopsy is being scheduled in Winnipeg to confirm their identities and to determine their cause of death.
According to experts, laughter is the best medicine. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Experts at the Mayo Clinic confirm that laughter activates and relieves stress response and promotes circulation and can help Alzheimer's patients. And now some comedians are using it to do just that. Danny Klein Modisett is a stand-up comedian in Los Angeles who's founded Laughter on Call after her own mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. She says one-on-one time with a professional comedian has changed her mom's life, improving her mood and her appetite, and slowing the disease's progression. And Modisett notes that being able to connect through laughter helps anyone relieve isolation and loneliness. So for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Dan Gabriel. He is back with us. Dan, as you may recall, spent 9 years in the CIA and completed 6 tours in the Middle East just because you wanted to have some fun, huh, Dan?
Sandbox is a fun place.
Yes. Well, there's so much to talk about here, Dan, and I just so respect, you know, your service to our country and what you've done in specializing in countering terrorism and violent extremism, directing counterinsurgency operations and developing and benchmarking counter-radicalization theory and methodology in the Islamic world. I mean, it's bad enough we're seeing and dealing with it in the Islamic world. Now we're starting to deal with some domestic terrorism here within our boundaries.
Yeah, it's one thing when it happens over there, but it's always different when it's home. And
yeah.
I think something happened this weekend where we may have reached a turning point and are now maybe willing to actually call this what it is, which is really domestic terrorism.
Yes.
I think that's going to be up for debate over the next couple of weeks, and certainly in Washington, as the government thinks about how do they tackle this. And the first thing you got to do is call it what it is, which is domestic terrorism. Of course, I think the thing with Saturday, certainly the shooting in El Paso, clearly this guy had political motivations for doing what he did. And that's by definition the meaning of terrorism. It's the violence in the name of a political objective.
Mm-hmm. Well, like in the Middle East, there is a narrative that goes out. And those that want to apprehend that narrative and own it, then they become like it and they start reflecting what that is, and that's what we're having here in the United States, is there is a dangerous narrative, there's been some reckless conversation and assignment of labels, whether it's white nationalism or racism, lawlessness, illegal immigration, all this stuff is a sum total that is, I believe, affecting, the minds of young people. And, of course, we know research is telling us here in the United States especially, I don't know if this is the case in the Middle East, but there probably is some semblance here, Dan, and that is that these young men without fathers, which we have a father shortage in this country, is just become devastating to our culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's a lot of contributing factors, and one thing that you see is that family situation is often implicated in situations like this. But you just look into the eyes of these guys, even especially the one in Ohio too, and it's just there's a real lifelessness there. Mm-hmm. There's a real lack of appreciation for humanity, and essentially a switch has just gone off somewhere in the hearts and minds of these guys, and they just don't see human beings as human beings anymore. It's just a real devolution into evilness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. When people have been reduced and invalidated, then what does it mean? I mean, it's just like it's like a video game. You're just killing things. It doesn't matter, but it's a ways to get there. It doesn't necessarily mean that somebody flips a switch overnight. I mean, in this case, we're finding out, as they look back into the childhood of this young man in Dayton, for example. I mean, he had a rape list and an enemy list, a kill list, and this is as a high school student.
Yeah, I mean, with people that are going to have things like that and talk and act the way he has and did, we can't really be surprised. Actually, I just read a really interesting article on Medium by apparently his ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She wrote a probably two-page piece on what it was like dating this guy, and certainly she saw some red flags along the way that, it's easy in hindsight to look and say, yeah, we should have known. But, mm-hmm. We're just going to have to start thinking about what it means when we see these things in isolation, because, we're not always going to have a clear roadmap to understanding what's potentially to happen.
Well, the tension that we're going to deal with here in our society, Dan, is that there's going to be some encumbrance on our liberties. You know, we start talking about red flag laws. Okay, when does that flag go up? And, many people would argue, well, it's better to go up early than not at all. And when we do that, there's going to... there's going to be some tension between a red flag law and our liberties.
It's going to happen. It's just going to happen. And mm-hmm. and I think people ultimately are probably going to come to accept it, just like they accept a lot of things that were incorporated into our daily life after 9/11.
Exactly. I was going to say, I mean, look at us. Look at how we fly anymore. We put up with the encumbrances in the name of safety every time we get on an airplane, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you happen to have the unfortunate last name of Bin Laden, it's going to be tougher to book a flight than maybe if your last name is Smith.
Exactly.
I'll tell you another thing is, this is going to impact, unfortunately, is veterans with PTSD. Because veterans, of course, by and large, tend to often be gun owners. They certainly are disproportionately affected by PTSD, in some mm-hmm. cases returning from war. And, I can already see it now, but there's going to be veterans that are going to be disenfranchised in terms of their gun rights by red flag laws. There's just no question about it.
Yeah, and especially if you're a veteran coming back and you have a rocket launcher in your bag, probably not good, huh?
Yeah, well, that's the easy one. Stopping the rocket launcher should be the easy first step for us.
Right, but then at that point, it's like, hey, buddy, we need to talk. We've got to figure out where you're coming from and what was in your head to think that you could put a rocket launcher in your bag and run it through airport security, right?
I can't imagine that as a coffee table piece, but I don't know what he intended to do with it.
Well, as you know, in a combat zone... people will want to pick up mementos, and that's just been the case in any war, in any situation. People will do that, and hey, some of us are kids and we make stupid mistakes. We really don't think about it, but I'm sure it's something he can talk to his grandkids about later when things get boring. Hey, did I ever tell you the one about how I tried to sneak in a rocket launcher into the United States after I came back from Afghanistan?
File under bad decisions.
Really, exactly. Your documentary Mosul. Let's touch on that. We've got a couple of minutes here before we go to break. So,
yeah. So Mosul, as we talked about before, it's really the first story. It's really the last story. The last story of mm-hmm. the Iraq War.
Right.
So it's really an Iraqi story focused on the Iraqis themselves doing the fighting. In this case, it takes place October 2016 to July 2017. During that period of time when different groups within Iraqi society came together along with U.S. government support, equipment, training, and air power, of course. But really, the Iraqis are doing the fighting in this, and we follow along with them as they travel from Baghdad up to Mosul into what I like to call the heart of darkness, to the west part of the city of Mosul, which is where ISIS has really dug in, and it's a bloody fight to the end for these guys, and it was a hell of a battle.
Well, Mosul's been featured on Fox News, VOA, Daily Caller, and more. Has 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. How can the folks access the documentary, Dan?
Sure. Easiest place might be mosul-film.com. And if your listeners check out the website, they can enter the code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, as a promo code to get 20% off. It's also on Amazon and iTunes streaming.
Excellent. We've got more from Dan Gabriel on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Much more to talk about the Taliban peace deal and also Tulsi Gabbard's claim that POTUS supports al-Qaeda. Stay with us. We've got more from Dan Gabriel after this.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. The way you like to hear from us, I'm Bill Martinez. Dan Gabriel continues with us. Dan is not only a filmmaker, but he spent 9 years in the CIA, completed 6 tours in the Middle East, specializing in counterterrorism and violent extremism. Dan, one of the first questions I wanted to ask you when we connected was, you know, Tulsi Gabbard in the last Democratic debate, presidential debate, said that President Trump supports al-Qaeda. Well, what is that based on?
Yeah, I don't know where she's getting her news. I think she might be referring to al-Nusra, which, of course, that policy goes back to the Obama days, which she's probably referring to some of the Syrian rebels that have been fighting against her buddy Assad, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They were affiliated, I guess loosely, at least, with al-Nusra, which is basically the Syria brand of al-Qaeda, if you will. So, it's certainly a misdirection and not an accurate statement. But I think her point is essentially the sides that we're picking in the battle in Syria, in opposition, in this case, to the Assad government. You have to be careful with who you're, supplying weapons to, of course.
Exactly. Well, she went after Kamala Harris, and I probably guarantee you that Kamala Harris is probably going to come at her or somebody else regarding that relationship with Syria. Help our audience understand that, because we're hearing more and more reports about this relationship with Assad.
Sure. Well, look, we need to start by looking at who are the players in the region. So, of course, Assad is supported not only by Iran, but also by Russia. So those certainly aren't friends of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have opposed from the beginning of the civil war that started in that country, we've opposed the Assad regime primarily on the human rights violations that have taken place, the killing, gassing of civilians, that sort of thing. Early in the Trump administration, of course, there was a cruise missile strike, which kind of surprised a lot of people that didn't think that President Trump would be getting involved in Syria. Nevertheless, he used that cruise missile strike, which is very limited, but still sent a message to attack one of their airfields.
So, but as far as the relationship with Tulsi Gabbard, connect that dot and that line of association where, I've heard it said several times that she has a close relationship with Assad.
Sure. Well, she's flown over there and met with him. I don't want to advocate or analyze or express her position, but I think what she's essentially arguing for is that the U.S. should be non-interventionist to include in Syria, and then rather than support the Syrian rebels, some of whom we did support, we should just essentially be sitting on the sidelines. So that's, in a nutshell, I think that's, mm-hmm. that's what she's...
And that's a conflict with our current policy, is it not, basically?
It's a conflict with our current policy and pretty much in opposition to most of the Democrats that you saw on the debate stage as well, that kind of advocate for more, mainline U.S. foreign policy, supporting civil rights, human rights in that part of the world.
Right. What about the Taliban peace deal? What do you make of this?
Very exciting. Stay tuned later this week. I think those negotiations are actually going on today and tomorrow. So I think what we're likely to see is the Taliban entering into a power-sharing arrangement with the government of Afghanistan. Of course, mm-hmm. this is going to be it's a pretty big move from where we were in the fall of 2001. If you said that the Taliban was going to be allowed to stay in power or to rejoin the Afghan government, I think that would be surprising. But nevertheless, here we are 18 years later, still in Afghanistan, obviously mm-hmm. on a much drawn-down basis. But the point is essentially, we're not going to be there forever, and we're trying to put together a government that's at least going to, take care of violent extremist groups in their country, and hopefully they will. Of course, some would call the Taliban a violent extremist group.
Right. And meanwhile, then you have the ISIS dynamic.
Well, I think the hope is absolutely. I think the hope is that with the Taliban, at least the power sharing arrangement, will help to police ISIS within their own borders. Of course, ISIS is ideologically, similar to the Taliban, but politically, it's a separate group, and they rival for power just like any gangs would do.
Mm-hmm. Dan, what did you make of the report of the death of Osama bin Laden's son? Is that valid?
It was great news. Well, look, Osama bin Laden, it's a question of when he actually died. So for to take the report true, and the reason I put a caveat in that is because typically we see al-Qaeda make such a public announcement. They usually will come out and say, rest in peace, fellow comrade, or whatever. But mm-hmm. he didn't do that this time. Kind of unusual. But if we take it, it's face value that the report is true. And you'll notice also that President Trump kind of deferred on that question. He always loves to, to talk to the press, but he didn't give a straight answer when he was asked on that. So mm-hmm. when it happened is probably as much of an important question as if it happened. And there's indications that it might have happened as far as a year ago. So we just don't know. It's mm-hmm. likely likely that if he is dead or wounded, it was probably done through a missile, a drone strike. That's typically how we're going after those guys in that part of the world now.
Our conversation with Daniel Gabriel continues. Former Central Intelligence Agency counterterrorism officer with extensive experience in countering violent extremism. As if that's not enough, he's a filmmaker, and we're going to talk a little bit more in just a moment about his documentary, Mosul, which is now available. But before we get there, Dan, I wanted to get your perspective on these Iran sanctions. Iran has beaten their chest. The sabers are rattling. We've got another ship that they have, confiscated, supposedly with Iranian oil that was going to be distributed to some other Arab nations. We're still a little bit sketchy on some of the details here, and they're making it clear. In fact, they announced today that if the United States gets in a war with Iran, we're talking the mother of all wars here.
Right. Well, the last guy that said mother of all wars, we saw how that turned out for him.
Yes. Yeah.
I will say that the conflict with Iran is nothing to joke over or take lightly. This would be a significant conflict. It's a much more evolved country in terms of its capabilities, military capabilities, than Iraq was the two times that we mixed it up with Iraq. The thing to be careful of in this particular case is we have to remember that any conflict within Iran won't be contained within Iran. Number one, they will be fought in Iraq. The problem with that is that, of course, we've just spent 12 years or something like that in Iraq and building up that country. And obviously, Mosul is one story of kind of defeating ISIS and kind of a positive outcome there. All that goes down the toilet if we get into a conflict with Iran, because that will be the primary battlefield.
Exactly.
And of course, these proxy elements that Iran has around the world, not just in places like Yemen and Syria, Lebanon, but in Europe and in the West. So it's definitely something to pay attention to. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There's a real game of brinksmanship going on right now, and they're seeing what they can get away with.
Well, there's no question the sanctions are working. It's got a lot of pressure on them. Of course, we hear what's happening in the government. Not a whole lot about what's happening on the street, but the reports I get, Dan, is that the natives are restless on Main Street, Iran. They don't like what's going on. These sanctions, they're feeling the brunt of it, and they're putting pressure on the leadership, and it is ripening up for revolt if they don't get this under control. And I think they see that as well.
Yeah, they certainly do, and that's precisely the point of sanctions and how we would hope that they would be affecting the population from within to really drive that change organically and from within the country to target Tehran and their leaders, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, America and Donald Trump doesn't want to go to war, but I think that if push came to push, I don't think they want a war with Donald Trump as the commander-in-chief. Do you think?
No, I don't think they do. I do not think they do. And, of course, we would all hope that it doesn't come to that. If it does, we know the region pretty well by now, but it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Exactly. Well, and Israel is going to be right there as well, because they've got a special interest in this whole thing in terms of going after an enemy that's made it clear that they don't even want them to exist.
Absolutely, and we know that that Israel keeps a close eye on Iran and has had military action, covert actions against them in the past years, including in Syria as well. So, that's absolutely something to watch for. That's a key piece of any discussion related to Iran.
Well, Dan, congratulations on your documentary, Mosul, available now for our audience to download and see for themselves. Remind them where they can go for more information.
Yes, I can check it out at mosul-film.com and use the promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, for 20% discount, or they can check it out on iTunes or Amazon.
Excellent. Dan Gabriel, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Take care.
Well, always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, be safe. You got it. Bye-bye. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's visits to both El Paso and Dayton to offer condolences following the weekend mass shootings were greeted by protests. In public remarks during the trip, the president lashed out at Dayton's mayor and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio over their characterization of his visit with victims hospitalized in Dayton.
I get on Air Force One where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old line. And they're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
In the investigation of the suspected El Paso shooter, the suspect's mother called local police in Allen, Texas, weeks before the attack, concerned about her son owning an AK-type firearm. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it all comes with a price, ladies and gentlemen, and I can understand why some conservatives are getting weary, but you should not get weary in well-doing, all right? Your point of view, a conservative point of view, is just as important as the other. Right now, the liberal side is drowning out the conservative point of view, and I believe it is at a dire expense. Already, Gallup came out with a report here over a year ago, and basically the everyday American, maybe for the most part, maybe with a limited amount of faith, or maybe no faith or religious persuasion whatsoever, you know, realized that they were in trouble. And what was their comment? Where are the people of faith? So, in a sense, where are conservatives? Where are people who can speak truth to power, that can speak morality in a moral deprived society? Where are we? You cannot kowtow. You cannot just, you know, go to the back of the bus and sit down. You know, if anything, maybe you need to channel some Rosa Parks here, have a little intestinal fortitude, and refuse to bow your knee to that which is evil. Your voice is needed in this culture now more than ever. Kyle Drennan is with us right now to reinforce the point that I'm making here, because we are so bombarded with information and, you know, if you want to call it fake news, it is definitely very prejudiced, and you might even say it borders on propaganda. Or maybe even in some cases that it is propaganda. Kyle Drennan, the senior news analyst for Newsbusters, is with us right now. Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to bring some light to this deal, because what is happening, as I mentioned, it feels and seems like propaganda, what's being fed to us by the mainstream media. These 8-second sound bites are very dangerous right now, and they are forming a narrative that would lead people to believe that conservative values are likened to white supremacy.
Yeah, no, that is exactly right. That is, I mean, people in the media right now, it seems like it's a contest. Who can say something more extreme? Mm-hmm. Who can, you know, attack, the president and, you know, Republicans, conservatives, who can attack them in a more vicious way? Who can call them, a terrorist, more? Mm-hmm. It's this contest that is really just this sort of downward spiral, mm-hmm. In the media. And it's very disturbing. I mean, no one seems interested in any kind of responsible factual reporting. It's all about just trying to, point fingers of blame at people they don't like politically.
Right. And it really does come to, as a friend just texted me right now, it comes to the point of violent hate speech that's not being called out, because the left, as Megan Barr said earlier, they own the language, they own the narrative. Thank you very much, the mainstream media, when 90% of what's being reported for the president, for example, is purposely negative. I mean, Kyle, you got to go out of your way to hit 90%. I mean, that is purposeful. That is not by accident.
Yeah, no, that it's very intentional, and it's very consistent. Every time we do that study, mm-hmm. It is always right around that 90% mark. It never seems to change. They never sort of wake up and say, we should be trying to have some balance here. They are absolutely dedicated to making sure that the coverage is overwhelmingly negative. And yeah, when you spend day after day after day saying the president, his supporters, just people on the right generally, are Nazis, are white supremacists, racist, are evil, or, want to form some kind of dictatorship. I mean, this is the kind of language that is being used daily in the media by reporters, by supposed journalists. If you keep doing that day after day, it's like, well, what is the solution to, people who are Nazis or fascists or white supremacists? I mean, most people think, well, the only way to fight those people is with some kind of violence.
Exactly.
So, where do they think this is going to go? I mean, I think they know,
right.
But that doesn't keep them from keep using this wildly irresponsible rhetoric.
Yeah, and then you get somebody like Joaquin, Castro. We're talking a government official here, an elected official. He doxes the supporters of Trump, which, oh, by the way, a good percentage were retired. Oh, yeah, and several on that list also supported you and your brother that probably aren't going to support you now for doing that. And there was no innocent release of those documents and these donors. He did it purposefully. And he had something really rather diabolical in mind, though he tries to count. He has no courage whatsoever. He can't even say why he did it. He just says, well, it's out there. It's public information. And I kind of retweeted the information, like as if he has some sort of distance from responsibility. He knows what he did, and he knows why he did it. And it's all part and parcel of this prejudice narrative that's being put out there that leads people to believe that our president is a white supremacist. But yet, when they go to square up the policies and what he has done for black America, what he's done for brown America, what he's done for minorities across the country with a robust economy that, oh, yes, that's right, we had a black president before, could only wish that he'd have come close to what this president has been doing, but he's just using reason and empirical evidence in history to guide our economy and to really take on, the corruption as well. I mean, what? You're going to tell me Hillary Clinton was going to take on the corruption of the FBI and the intelligence community, that same community that gave her a pass for getting rid of 30,000 emails? I mean, that any one of us, Kyle, you and I, we'd still be in jail for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely quite a double standard there with the way Hillary Clinton was treated on that. But yeah, no, sort of getting back to the Joaquin Castro thing, Shockingly, he was actually asked some tough questions on Morning Joe on MSNBC, of all places, yesterday. And, you know, about, like, why would you put out the names and the phone numbers of these people and their places of business also? Like, what, you know, what did you think was, you know, people, they're going to get threats. People are going to call and give these people death threats. And, you know, and, yeah, he didn't really have an answer. He said, oh, well, I just want, he said something to the effect of, oh, I want people to think about why they, you know, to rethink their support or something for the president. It's like, well, yeah, but that's, I mean, that's intimidation. You want to, you expect people to call these people up or go to their place of business and harass them, intimidate them, and, you know, to try and get them to stop, you know, supporting the president. I mean,
yeah, they're already
really
doing
what
it.
He was trying to do.
They're doing it outside of Mitch McConnell's home. So, you know, so what's the next step here? I mean, let's just put on brown shirts and let's just go high step it down and take care of all these anarchists, because that's our perception of who they are, because they don't agree with us. And this is what it is. It's a marginalization. It's an invalidation. It's a reduction of, you know, personhood, because you're less than as determined by Joaquin Castro and those on the left and even the pundits at MSNBC who come up with this conclusion that Donald Trump is a white supremacist and that anybody that supports Donald Trump, the blood is on your hands as well, because we know white supremacy is responsible for all these mass murders. Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it is unbelievable. And yeah, this is what they, I mean, they claim that, you know, Donald Trump is doing all this kind of stuff. Donald Trump is inciting violence. He's doing this. He uses all this irresponsible rhetoric. This is what they tell us day after day. And then what do? They turn around and they do things that are far worse. I mean, they use rhetoric and they say things that are just, you know, far worse than the things that they're accusing the president of saying or doing.
Actually, they're more racist themselves with the rhetoric they're using. And then on top of that, Kyle, as you reported, you know, the Nets, not surprisingly so, but they're like crickets when it comes to the Ohio shooter. His Twitter account supported Antifa violence and Elizabeth Warren. But we can't make that leap over there, you know, because that's a protected class, right?
Yeah, no, they're very interested in political motivation if they can blame a Republican or a conservative. But if a Democrat is involved, well, we don't need to talk about anyone's political voters.
Right. Yeah, they can dress up in KKK outfits and blackface and it's okay.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, you know, the double standard is the double standard. I guess if we didn't have a double standard, we'd have no standard at all, right?
Exactly.
That's what it's coming down to. He's the senior news analyst for MRC, Kyle Drennan. Kyle, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Here he is. He's got his own theme song. That's how special he is, ladies and gentlemen. When you come live, direct from Hollywood, California, this is what you get.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and don't forget, we're listening to the movie guy, Steve Evans. He's here to give us all the ins and outs of what's happening on the big screen. And lots of fun. Fast and Furious did better than expected, huh, Steve-O?
Yeah, everybody's happy. $60 million last weekend for Fast and Furious, the spinoff. They present Hobbs and Shaw. That did very well. $60 million, that was number one. Lion King, number two. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was number three. Spider-Man, number four. And Toy Story 4, rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Bill, you have to see this.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, you're on a roll here. You told me about yesterday. That was great. And so that's my next stop.
Well, you were talking last week about how you like a soundtrack.
Yes.
This were you in town for in 1969? Were you in L.A. at that time?
Oh, yeah, I was. I was in Southern California, but I was working in Orange County part-time because the other full-time job I had was at Camp Pendleton in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, you remember, of course, 93 KHJ.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, it plays a very big part in this movie.
Oh, my gosh, that is going to be incredible.
Well, you know, the way that Tarantino does this is the soundtrack is really heard through car radio speakers, and they're all tuned to 93 KHJ. And if you go on, if you download from Apple the soundtrack, you hear the breaks by Robert W. Morgan, the real Don Steele, Humble Harv. Tarantino does a magnificent job of just recreating that era, the signs, the cars, the music, everything. So it is definitely one to see. And, of course, the cast is terrific. Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, they work extremely well together. Brad Pitt, of course, coolest guy in the room. And the ending, which I'd read about, I didn't think I'd really care for, works perfectly. So
wonderful.
See, this movie was made for you. Check it out.
Okay. Well, without a doubt. Hey, you know, we were talking about how successful Disney has been, but they took a little hit on the stock market. They under-delivered, which I think what it was, you know, some of these previous investments started to come about and they had to put them on the books, that they took a hit. But it's like, surprisingly, when you look at how well they're doing on the big screen, but we have to remember that Disney is multidimensional. It's not just about Lion King or Toy Story 4, right?
No, they have theme parks. They have, all kinds of things. They have, TV network. They have all kinds of things going, yeah.
Right.
So, it is a very complex company, but I think they're doing well, you know, despite, you know, maybe a bump in the road there. I think they're okay.
Yeah.
People are happy at the Mouse House, they say.
Well, I would think so. I would think so, too.
It would have been a nice stock to buy years ago. All right, yeah. Here we go. We have some very interesting films coming out this weekend. Let's start with Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. This is based on a series of three books by Alvin Schwartz. Came out in the 1980s. They've sold over 7 million copies, so you have a lot of people that are already familiar with this material.
Wow.
And the thing that makes this cool is the involvement of Benicio del Toro. Guillermo del Toro, I'm sorry, who is the person who has done Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy and The Shape of Water. And he is involved as a writer and a producer on this particular project. So it's getting good reviews and PG-13. So it's one that can scare the kids. Here's the idea.
Why not?
Yeah, in 1968 America, change is blowing in the wind, but seemingly far removed from the unrest in the cities is the small town of Mill Valley, where for generations the shadow of the Bellows family has loomed large. It is in their mansion on the edge of town that Sarah, a young girl with horrible secrets, turned her tortured life into a series of scary stories written in a book that has transcended time. Stories that have a way of becoming all too real for a group of teenagers who discover Sarah's terrifying tome. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, out this weekend.
What is it about Scary Stories, Steve-O?
We like to be scared. I mean,
is that it?
Yeah, we just get a kick out of it. Yeah, I mean, this, I think, is really well done. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, if you like to be scared out of your occasionally,
yeah.
Three stories.
Well, that whole genre. I mean, it's a specialized genre, and I've never been one for scary stories, but I've talked with people that are really they get excited. I mean, you see them. I mean, they get adrenalized and they're so excited, and they tell you the stories and they get dramatic. It's almost like they put on a preacher's voice even sometimes.
Right. It's out this weekend. You can, like I say, the one who gets scared out of your wits. Well, this is the one.
Yeah, and if the kids need a little bit of adjusting, just say, hey, I'm going to take you to that scary movie.
Yes.
Clean up your room.
Psychologically scar the kids as well.
Oh, that'll do it. Oh, I'm in trouble now. Okay.
All right, well, The Kitchen is out this weekend, too. Now, this is based on a comic book series from DC Entertainment, kind of an unusual subject for comic books, but this is has a great cast. We have Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, Elizabeth Marsh. They star as three 1978 Hell's Kitchen housewives, whose mobster husbands are sent to prison by the FBI. So left with a little bit of sharp axe to grind, the ladies take the Irish mafia's matters into their own hands, proving unexpectedly adept at everything from running the rackets to taking out the competition, literally. Only 16% are recommending. They're saying they have great performances, but the story doesn't always live up to the performances, so thus the 16% recommendation. But I'll tell you what. Check out the trailer. It just may be one for you.
What is it with Melissa McCarthy? I mean, is there anything she can't do?
Well,
I mean, it's
really,
like now she's a mob boss.
Yeah, you have to hand it to her because she's really trying to expand her repertoire.
Yeah,
and of course she is one of the funniest people out there. But she's delving into these dramatic roles, which I think is smart on her part.
Oh, yeah.
Not getting great reviews with this one, but still, the performances are top rate. So
right, exactly.
The movie has that going for it.
Okay, good.
You may remember back in the early 2000s, there was this animated series on Nickelodeon called Dora the Explorer, and this has now been made into a live-action film based on this TV show, which was on Nickelodeon back in the early 2000s. 79% are recommending this, so it's getting great reviews. It is rated PG, so you can take the entire family to this one. And here's what's going on. Having spent most of her life exploring the jungle with her parents, nothing could prepare Dora, played by Isabella Moner, and she's getting great reviews, for her most dangerous adventure ever, high school. Always the explorer, Dora quickly finds herself leading Boots, her monkey friend, and a group of ragtag teens on a live-action adventure to save her parents, played by Eva Longoria and Michael Pena, and also to solve the impossible mystery behind the lost city of gold. Getting great reviews, 79%, one for the family, Dora and the Lost City of Gold. And we also have The Art of Racing, another PG film.
Ooh, I love this one. This is
like
awesome.
This one?
Well, I interviewed Garth Stein the other day.
Oh, you
and
did?
Garth is the author of the novel that came out, 10 years ago? So this has kind of been 9 years in the making, this movie. And, you know, and I will give you a little bit of a tissue alert, you know, advisement. Bring yeah. tissue. Because as I was talking to him, I said, Garth, how many times were you crying as you were writing the book? He goes, you know, I hate to tell you, he goes, yeah, I was crying throughout as I was, I mean, it is really, I mean, it is a neat movie. It's fun. You know, for those of us who love dogs and,
Well, that's just it. They're saying it's a heartfelt tale narrated by a witty and philosophical dog.
Yes.
Enzo.
Enzo.
Played by Kevin Costner
yeah.
in the movie.
Right.
And you've got a talking dog movie. You know, it's hard to pass up. Enzo has gained tremendous insight. Enzo, the dog, into the human condition, understands the techniques needed on the racetrack can also be used successfully to navigate the journey of life. Starring Milo Ventimiglia, I believe.
Ventimiglia, yeah, right, from This Is Us, right? This Is
yep.
Us. Also, Gilmore Girls, I think he was part of that as well.
And Amanda Seyfried in this
right.
voice. The dog, of course, voiced by Kevin Costner, 61% recommending The Art of Racing in the Rain. PG, once again.
No, good fun. You're going to enjoy this. This is a must-see for me. I'm going to be in California this weekend, so I'll get a chance to probably catch it there. And then I've got to catch, you know, 93KHJ. I mean, old memories. We got to do that, huh? Once Upon a
Absolutely.
Time in Hollywood. Yeah,
right.
Good fun.
We also have the opening night film for the Sundance Film Festival this year. It's called After the Wedding. Now, this is a remake of a Danish film that was nominated for an Oscar. And this is about Isabel, played by Michelle Williams. She's dedicated her life to working with the children in an orphanage in Calcutta. Teresa, played by Julianne Moore, is a multi-millionaire head of a media company who lives with her artist husband, played by Billy Crudup, and her twin boys in New York. When word comes to Isabel of a mysterious and generous grant for the financially struggling orphanage, she has to travel to New York to meet the benefactor, Teresa, in person. Now, events unfold that force Isabel to confront decisions she made 20 years earlier, as well as confront a man from her past who just happens to be Teresa's husband. I mean, it's not getting tremendous reviews. 45% recommending. I think it's because they're comparing it to the original, but check out the trailer. Something's going on here, and a lot of twists and turns.
Yeah.
Looks very interesting.
Well, they wanted to title it originally Way After the Wedding.
Right. Way After the Wedding.
Exactly.
Movie here called Brian Banks. This is based on a true story. This is about Brian Banks, an All-American high school football star committed to USC, who finds his life upended when he is wrongly convicted of a crime he didn't commit. Despite a lack of evidence, he's railroaded through the justice system, sentenced to a decade of prison. Years later, with the support of Justin Brooks, played by Greg Kinnear, he fights to reclaim his life and fulfill his dreams of playing in the NFL. That also looks really good.
True story? True story on this?
Based on a true story, right?
Wow.
If we have a little time, Ode to Joy. Charlie is a guy who suffers from cataplexy, a symptom of narcolepsy that causes sudden bouts of paralysis whenever he experiences strong emotions, in particular joy. All this goes awry when he falls in love. A great original concept. Ode to Joy. 60%
exactly.
recommending that.
Got some good offerings this weekend, huh?
Good stuff out there, yeah.
I'm liking it. You know, we got some good movies to catch up on. We can always catch up on Racing the Rain. Remember, bring tissues. In fact, you better bring plenty to share, because it is one of those. But it's a terrific movie, and it comes out tomorrow, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see at the Cineplex. You know, large popcorn, light on the butter as usual. Steve Evans, he is the infamous movie guy, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve-O.
Have a great weekend.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters.